everybody. Cal Banyan here with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett, bringing you important hypnosis information, free hypnosis training, and hopefully delivering it with a little bit of fun and excitement here and there. How's it going, Celeste?
Hey, it's going great, Cal. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're glad to have you with us to the best hypnosis show on the internet. Web TV has never been better. Right, Cal?
That's right. In fact, I hear they're passing this video all over the place. They're watching it in Russia. They're watching it in Spain. They're watching it in Australia and China. You know, some places they can't even understand what we're saying, and they're watching it.
Hola, ¿cómo está? That's the only language I know.
That's because of you. They're just tuning in just to see you, so your smiling face and your enthusiasm.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, tell them what this show is going to be about.
Well, guys, we have been working on the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget, and we're up to key number 3.
All right. Hey, if you guys are watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com, because right below this video, right down there, are the links, extra text, extra information that goes along with this video. All right, couple of announcements. Try to get through this super fast because we're trying to keep this one down to 20 minutes. That's our goal for today. Affiliate program is working. Go to www.hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney. You know, I saw in an email group the other day, this fairly well-known, really liked hypnotist, he wrote a message to the group and says, gosh, I got to close my doors. I'm not going to be able to keep my office open, not making enough money, slow economy and all that. You don't have to do that. You know, use the stuff Celeste is talking about, cut your costs, partner with people like me who can get you some extra income coming in. You can make it. In fact, you could make this the very best year of your hypnosis career. Weight loss, still going great. My energy's through the roof. I'm going on these 30-mile bicycle rides, coming back feeling great. I have a goal this year, a 100-mile bike race. I'll let you know as soon as I've figured out which one I'm going to be in. And let's see, looking at my computer monitor, hypnosis directory, go there, free listings. And we got some special introductory rates right now on premium listings. Take a look around. I think you're going to like it. If nothing else, the free listings. Imagine this. Hypnosis.org comes up on page 1 for Google for the search of the word hypnosis, the most highly competed for search term in our profession. Hypnosis.org comes up on page 1. How would you like to have a listing on that site? Go there. Click on the directory button, list, and gosh, takes you a few minutes, get your phone to ring. Also, if you want to know about my training schedule, I teach the Banyan Super Course NGH approved training with 5-path and 7-path 10-day course. Go ahead, check it out. We have it, oh, 2-3 times during the year. We also, once or twice a year, have the Week of Power, which is the same exact course minus the basics for those who already have the basics. It's just 7 days instead of 10 days. And boy, I'm really getting through this quick. Always check on calbanyan.com, hypnosis.org for our weekly specials. You can save on training. You can save on training products and just cool stuff. By the way, one last thing. If you have an iPod or one of the fancy schmancy iPhones, you might want to know that you can get us, download us on iTunes, take me and Celeste everywhere you go, either in audio or video format. And Celeste, that makes me think, how long we've been doing this now?
Cal, it has been almost a year. You know, I was looking at my, here it is, hold on a second, it's in this drawer. Hold on. Because I pulled this old calendar out from last year, and I think that we got started, I might be wrong, but I think we got started on this thing Monday the 13th. It says 5:30 right here. It says Cal Video. I think it's been almost a year come like the 13th of August. But if you know a different date, you'll have to tell me. But it's almost our 1-year anniversary.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Hey, I think that if anyone goes to calbanyan.com, I think our first Hypnosis Etc. program was podcast number 40 or 41. Someone do that research. Maybe we can get it in by next episode and let you know. Maybe we can have an anniversary cake or something.
Woo-hoo!
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll celebrate at the NGH convention. That'll be fun.
That'd be really fun. I'm ready for that.
All right. Oh, one last thing. I'm going to be teaching two classes at the NGH convention. If you go to the convention, you can go to one of them for free. They're both on Friday. Let me see. Let me get that schedule here. I got it. I looked it up so I'd have it ready. And that is on Friday of the convention, 10 a.m., a course that's included in the price of the convention. And that's how to go full-time in hypnotism. So how there's a lot of people who'd like to go full-time, or they're full-time but they're not making a full-time income. I'm going to talk about that. It's a one-hour class. You can go there and get that just for the price of admission to the convention. And at 4 o'clock is a two-hour class. A lot of people are excited about this. Advanced Hypnosis for Weight Loss. Go beyond the script for maximum results. And, you know, in years past, people have tried to get into my classes and found out that the room was filled up, not able to. So if you're interested in taking any of my courses, call the NGH and get your name in ahead of time. You can get that information. Their contact information is on ngh.net. All right, Celeste, I hand it over to you.
Yes, take it away. Well, here I am. Excellent stuff. Especially excited about that weight loss class. If you're having trouble with weight loss, so you're not that great at it, I think you're going to really enjoy that class. I know when I learned how to do weight loss using some of Cal Banyan's methods, my clients lose weight now. And they're, you know, it's just, you're going to learn so much. But let's get on with the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget. Now, I'm going to recap some of the keys very quickly that we already went through. Actually, we only made it through two. One was first determine your budget, and you know, you don't want to overspend, because you know, that's just going to get you in trouble. So you can listen back to past podcasts, the one before, and really learn what we mean about that, because there's some details there you don't want to miss. And then the second key is make a list of what you'll be needing to spend on, and then shop around for great prices. Now, that seems sort of simplified, but once again, you know, watch that episode. Now we're up to key number three, and this is a very important key, huge, so listen. Listen to what I'm saying. Do not scrimp on hypnosis training. Pay for the training that's excellent. Find out who is getting the results. Find out where they're getting the training, and go get some and pay. Because what will happen is it's going to, you know, that money that you spend is going to pay for itself. You'll have repeat business. You'll have referrals. You'll be able to take on issues that other people can't or won't, which means that you know, you'll always have work. Because if you just can do weight loss and stop smoking, well, all the other hypnotists are doing that too. But if you can do other things and you're not afraid of it, you're going to have lots of clients. I don't just do weight loss and stop smoking. I work with children. I work with people who are getting a divorce, you know, and they're trying to get over anger. I work with all sorts of emotional things. When you get the good training, you can really help people. You can get referrals from doctors and psychiatrists and really help their clients. And then, you know, more apt to have those professionals refer to you again. So get the good training. Don't scrimp on it. You'll be able to, you'll have more confidence too. So it pays in that way too. Because I remember, you know, I had some good training and then I had some great training. And my level of confidence went up exponentially with the training that I got. I was talking about things that other hypnotists only dreamed about being able to talk about. You'll sound different on the phone. Your advertising will sound different. You'll just sound so much more knowledgeable. Believe me, do not scrimp on training. Cal, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, one of the things is ask around, and you know, a great place to go, I'm gonna sound like a broken record, to meet trainers. I mean, you go to the NGH convention and you can meet new trainers. See if you click with them, ask about, you know, who's giving the best support, who's, you know, really the top of the top, the creme de la creme. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a talk for a San Diego hypnosis practice group in about a week or so. And what they want me to do is come in and talk about building a business. And one of the things I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to say this for the first time here, is, you know, there's this old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I like to change that to also mean, when the teacher is ready, the student appears. And now I'm going to change that one more time. when the hypnotist or hypnotherapist is ready, the clients appear. And when you get the kind of training that leaves you feeling confident that you can handle a number of different kinds of clients, then you know what? That confidence is going to work like a magnet to pull people into you. Because when you're out talking to people, they say, what do you do for a living? And you tell them, gosh, I'm a hypnosis professional, or I'm a consulting hypnotist, or I'm a hypnotherapist. And they say, really, can you help me? And if you can look them in the eye and say, gosh, that's what I do. I help people with that, and da-da-da-da-da, and they'll ask about friends. And so getting the training that you need and investing in that. If you've got training that hasn't left you with that feeling of confidence yet, then do a little research, find the trainer that's right for you, and go for it. And if I lived in Texas, I'd go see Celeste.
You know what? You just made me think about something that I said on the phone today. It just came out of my mouth as I was trying to get this person to consider me as the hypnotist that they wanted to see. I said, I don't do anything but hypnosis, and I do it full time. And I could tell that shifted her, and that's the way you want to be. You want to have that kind of confidence. And so, you know, to get that kind of confidence, you got to get the good training. So how do you know what good training is? Like Cal said, you need to ask around and see who's getting the results. But also, you know, you want a class that's going to teach you both basic to advanced techniques. You want to learn basic hypnosis, a little bit about the history so that you can talk intelligently about it, of course. But then, you know, you want to get into the real meat of what hypnosis is really all about at its best, which is instant and rapid inductions, depth testing, convincers, age regression, forgiveness methods for self and others, and techniques for dealing with secondary gain. You want to do real hypnosis that really works, because a lot of training teaches relaxation and they don't teach their hypnotists to really test for depth and all that sort of thing, and they don't give them enough practice time. And so you also want to make sure that you have training that allows for that practice time, so you have the confidence to go out and do the work. So you want plenty of time to practice, and then you want to have some sort of ongoing support and encouragement, so that once you start doing it, if you have a question, you got a place to go. So that's one of the reasons why I like Five Paths so much. We got a message board. It's free. You get up on the message board, you type in your question. It's usually within just a few hours that you have an answer to a question that you might have about the work that we're doing. And there are some excellent hypnotists that are constantly helping other hypnotists on that board. And I have to tell you this, you know, there are a lot of people that I've known who have taken hypnosis training that, in my opinion, wasn't the best training, and they thought hypnosis didn't work that good, so they went on to learn EFT and Reiki, and it's such a shame that they missed out on the truth, that they just really didn't have the very best methods, and they, you know, some of them got out of the business because they couldn't support themselves, and some of them just went on to do something else and never really, really got the truth about hypnosis and how fantastic and fabulous it is.
I'm loving this episode. I'm just going to listen. Keep pouring it on, Celeste. Let them have it.
Okay. Well, the next key, we're going to move on to key number four now, is save money by getting really good office training, too. You don't want to save money on your office training, but you want to save money by getting office training. What do I mean by that is, if you don't get good office training, you can forget it. Your business is going to fail. You can be the best hypnotist in the world, but if you don't know how to get clients in the door and how to manage your records and stuff like that and how to take credit cards, forget it. Just get out of the business, because you're not going to make any money and you're not going to be here anyway. And I know that's really going out on a limb, but I really feel strongly about that. You don't have to have a business degree. When someone first told me, Celeste, what you need is good business training, because they looked at me and they saw, you know, I kept trying and floundering. And I thought, oh no, I have to go back to school and get a business degree or learn how to be, you know, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. But then I found for $50 that I had the best business training in just a few hours of lecture on a CD set from Maureen Banyan. And once I got that CD set called, we call it affectionately, the business pack, my whole business changed. It really shifted everything. I started taking credit cards. I was confident on the phone. I turned calls into clients. You know, I knew how what to say, just to get them interested. I knew how to talk intelligently about how what we do and how we do it. And oh my goodness, everything changed. And I had records, documents that I could send to doctors that looked professional if I wanted a referral. I had different forms, you see. That's a very big key too. And the business pack offers you all of that. I do not mean to be doing a commercial for the business pack, but my God, if you don't spend $50 on this, you're crazy, because it's just incredible, and I think it's probably as good as what you basically get at a lot of other places where you'd spend a lot more money. And she just hands it to you on a silver platter. Maureen should really be, you know, getting people to pay more money for that. So I recommend that you get some sort of office training or business training. When I say business training, and I talk about this business pack, it's really, the office training. I guess you said the administrative part of it. And nobody, you know, I really didn't want to do that. A lot of people who want to do hypnosis, they don't want to do that stuff, but you've got to. And it's really not that hard, and it'll take you just a little while to learn about it. Cal, anything to add?
Well, I tell you what, anyone that's been around our office very long quickly discovers that Maureen is my secret weapon, so to speak, and that she before she ran our center, she ran a manufacturing facility of over 2,500 employees. She was the chief of that facility, and she really has great organizational skills. And I'll tell you what, there's one disc in that business startup pack that's probably worth literally $10,000. And that is the disc where she talks about how to answer the phone and how to book appointments, because you can do all the advertising you want in the world, and if you don't know how to turn those calls into appointments, then, like I like to say, you're not going to do nobody no good no how or anyhow. So get that thing if you haven't got it, and I'm going to try to get her to raise the price. I really think it should be at least, I don't know, $10,000.
I think so too. And you know what the greatest thing is you'll listen to it, and for me, it gave me the confidence to ask for the money and get it. Before, I couldn't ask for money for this, you know, and all of a sudden, come the first of the year, after I listened to that, I'm like, that's it. I'm just going to ask him for $100 a session. To me, that was outrageous. Who's going to pay me $100 in my apartment per session? Well, they paid it, and they were happy, and I soon realized my price was too low, and you're going to find the same thing, or at least I hope you do. If you're in a market where people can pay, and they have the money, and they're upwardly mobile, and they want to get these... like here in Dallas, we have people that, they're forward thinking, they're upwardly mobile, they don't want things standing in their way of their success, and if something's standing in their way, they'll pay their money to get rid of it. And there are a lot of people in the United States like that in almost every market, and certainly in a lot of the big cities and the medium-sized cities. People want to grow, you know, and so help them and get some money for it while you do help them, because you're going to help them a lot. And sometimes I think our services are underpriced. In fact, I've had many people tell me, I had to remember this clearly, one man told me, your prices are laughable.
You know, let me say something here. You know, one thing I heard is, you know, and I think this happens a lot, and that's the people that get into the hypnosis profession, you know, they're cut from the same cloth as people who want to go into counseling and social work. I mean, yes, they want to make a living, but they really, really want to help people. And sometimes their prosperity consciousness is not up there where it should be. And this is what I say is get started, get your training, get started. I mean, if you've only got the prosperity consciousness, to use a current buzzword, of, to charge $25 a session, then do it. Get started. But very quickly, your very first goal should be to do a little research and find out what the average cost of a session is in your area, like a 30 to 60 mile radius, because it varies across the country. And then charge yourself, then set your price slightly, like 10% above that. You don't want to, right from the beginning, you want to position yourself as, you know, above average. And then what you want to do is you want to, as your appointment book starts to fill up, 70%, 80%, then what you want to do is start raising your price. And Maureen's got some really good things on that CD in the Business Startup Pack about strategies to do that. Right now, I'm one of the most expensive in the area. I think my current price is around $375 a session. And usually when people see me, it's double session. So they're going to be doing around $750 for a 2 to 2.5 hour session with me. And most of those people will see me 2 or 3 times in the first week because they fly from out of the state or out of the country. And so I've never had anyone say, you're charging too much. They say, Cal, you know, you're not charging enough. I know that that might be a surprise to a lot of people out here, but remember that people who go see the hypnotist, they've tried everything else. They're frustrated. They're even depressed about this thing. And if you can make a difference in their life, if you can give them an experience that will change their lives, it's worth it, and you should be paid accordingly. How does that make you feel, Celeste?
I love it, and I've had a lot of people tell me that too. You don't charge enough. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people who also can't afford my services, so I try to be right in the middle. And one day I'm going to figure out how to charge some people more and some people less. But in the meantime, I got a price set. But anyway, time's up, Cal. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up if that's okay with you.
Please do.
Okay, so this is Celeste Hackett. We are doing the 10 keys to starting your hypnosis practice on a budget. We've got more keys. We've got more information for you. It's going to be very helpful. You'll be glad you tuned in. So don't miss the next episode when we move into some other things that you probably or may not have thought about when you've thought about starting your hypnosis practice. I'm Celeste Hackett for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., and I'm in Dallas, Texas.
This is Cal Banyan in Tustin, California. Visit my websites, calbanyan.com, hypnosis.org, all the rest. Check out the directory, and Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.